The Venerable Master Miaolian's Dharma Teachings. The little monk prostrates to the Guanyin Bodhisattva. During the early years of the Republic of China, there lived an old master and a little monk who practiced Buddhism up in the mountains. The little monk was dim-witted, but he was very obedient. He would do whatever his master asked him to do. His daily routine included such duties as cooking and fetching water, as well as practicing Buddhism. The master pitied the little monk's lack of wisdom. So every night he would say to the little monk, "In your previous life, you failed to plant the cause of wisdom. So now you have the karmic consequence of being stupid in this life. That is why you don't have the ability to memorize sutras. Now, you must go and prostrate yourself before the greatly compassionate Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva and pray for wisdom and the eradication of your karmic hindrances." The little monk nodded his head obediently and immediately put on his black robe and went to the Buddha hall to prostrate before the Guan Yin Bodhisattva's image. The master had instructed the little monk to prostrate until the statue of the Guanyin Bodhisattva waved its hand. Only then could the little monk go to bed. While he was prostrating, he would recite, "I now bring forth my Bodhi mind, which is like many pure lotus flowers growing universally. As my mind is clouded, I prostrate before Guan Shi Yin to pray sincerely for wisdom. Namo, greatly compassionate Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva." Every evening, the little monk would prostrate and pray until late into the night and would not go to bed happily until the statue waved its hand. The master's cell was attached directly to the Buddha hall, just behind where the statue of the Guanyin Bodhisattva was standing. The master had tied a black string around the Bodhisattva's hand, and every night he would watch the little monk through a tiny hole in the wall. After seeing that the little monk had prayed enough, the master would pull the string to make the statue's hand wave so that the little monk could go to bed. Day after day, the little monk prostrated to Guanyin Bodhisattva in this way for almost 2 years. One night, the master fell asleep and forgot to pull the string. When he woke up in the morning, he nervously said, "Oh no, I forgot to pull the string. The poor little monk must have stayed up all night." But when he ran to the Buddha hall, the little monk was not there. The master thought to himself, "I didn't pull the string, so how could he have gone to bed? As he was thinking, he hurried to the little monk's room. When he opened the door, he saw that the little monk was just waking up. "Little monk, the Bodhisattva did not wave at you yesterday, so how could you have gone to bed?" the old master asked. "But she did wave. The Bodhisattva waved right at me. I only went to bed after seeing it," the little monk replied. The master was secretly glad and said to the little monk, "Little monk, when you prostrate tonight, don't stop even if the Bodhisattva waves at you. Continue to prostrate until the Bodhisattva speaks to you. At that time, pray to the Bodhisattva to instill you with wisdom and eradicate your karmic hindrances." The little monk nodded in compliance with the master's wishes. During the night, when it came time to prostrate, the little monk neatly put on his black robe and went to the Buddha hall. Like every other night, he prostrated and recited the same old verse, "I now bring forth my Bodhi mind, which is like many pure lotus flowers growing universally. As my mind is clouded, I prostrate before Guan Shi Yin to pray sincerely for wisdom. Namo, greatly compassionate Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva." After a while, the statue's hand waved. But although the little monk noticed the movement, he continued to prostrate. A while later, the Bodhisattva waved again, but the little monk still went on prostrating. He prostrated some more until the Bodhisattva finally opened her mouth and said to him, "I have already waved to you. Why haven't you gone to bed?" Instantly, the little monk knelt down and replied in a sweet and sincere voice, "As I lack wisdom, I would like to implore you, Bodhisattva, to enlighten me with wisdom and rid my mind of ignorance." At this, Guanyin Bodhisattva smiled and radiated a brilliant light, then slowly walked off the stand towards the little monk, lotus flowers appearing all over the ground wherever she stepped. The Bodhisattva wet the willow branch in her hand with sweet dew from her vase and sprinkled the nectar into the little monk's mouth, then lightly rubbed the little monk's head. After giving this blessing, the Bodhisattva walked back to the stand. The light slowly faded, the lotus flowers began to disappear, and everything returned to normal. The little monk's eyes widened as he gazed at Guanyin Bodhisattva. He seemed to have been transformed into a new person. Both his body and mind felt refreshed. Since then, every sutra he read, whether it was the Dharma Flower Sutra, the Surangama Sutra, or even the Flower Adornment Sutra, the king of all sutras, was immediately imprinted on his mind, even if he read it only once. This was a true story, was told by a famous Dharma master, Nan Ting, who had practiced Buddhism with the little monk and knew him well. After hearing this story, please don't think that you will easily be able to attain the response you pray for. You must pray with great sincerity and devotion. Only then will the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas immediately respond to your prayers. Amitabha Buddha. Some concepts may not have been translated perfectly or completely. We humbly apologize for any mistranslations and welcome any suggestions you can generously impart. Please give us your ideas.